السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه وانتهج نهجه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. تركنا المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. ثم أما بعد، بارك الله فيكم، أسعد أوقاتكم، منور قلوبكم عن الإيمان والإسلام والإحسان، وزادكم تقى ومعرفة بالله في هذا الشهر المبارك، هذا الشهر الكريم، شهر الغفران وشهر الرحمة وشهر العتق من النار وشهر الفيضانات الرحمانية التي تأتي من لدن حكيم خبير. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى ولكم التوفيق والسداد. So الحمد لله، we are coming into the last part of Ramadan, looking at the 24th juz, 24th part of the Quran, which encompasses Surah Az-Zumar, or the end of it, and Surah Ghafir, and some of Surah Fussilat. And these are all Meccan surahs. We'll be looking specifically at Fussilat, and these are part of the Hawamim, surahs that begin with Hamim. So sometimes the Surah Fussilat is also called Hamim As-Sajda, because out of the Hawamim, out of the surahs that begin with Hamim, it has a sajda in it. And obviously different from Surah As-Sajda, which begins with Alif Lam Mim, but this is sometimes referred to as Hamim As-Sajda or Fussilat. And we'll look from the beginning of the surah up until about right before the end of the juz, inshallah. And we see a contrast of those who denied and rejected the da'wah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their rejection of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then those who accepted them and those who followed the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what is expected of them and what they will encounter inshallah both in this life and the next. يقول الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون. So حاميم, الله أعلم بالمراد, Allah knows what حاميم means exactly. Some say it's addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it's a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a way of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a possible meaning. Or the ha stands for something and the meme stands for something, Allahu A'lam. As we talked about the opinions of the ulama, the scholars, in the 14 surahs that begin with these huruf al-muqatta'a, ha, mim, or alif, lam, mim, or kaf, ha, ya, ayin, sad, and so forth, alif, lam, mim, ra. Tanzeelu min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tanzeelu min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So tanzeel here, referring to the Qur'an, and the Qur'an is sometimes referred to as the Tanzeel, it's one of the names. And it comes from the triliteral root word of Nazala, but Al-Mazad, which is Nazala. So Nazala means to descend, and Nazala means to descend often. So what we know about the Qur'an is that it is more aptly referred to as Tanzeel than Inzal, even though you can say it's also Inzal, because it descended from Rabb al-Izzah to the Lawh al-Mahfuz, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the sacred tablet. So that's an inzal. Amma tanziluhu min Jibril alayhi salam ila Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fahadha yusamma tanzil. But that which came from Gabriel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is called tanzil. Lan al-Qur'an nazala munajjaman. Munajjaman means it came over 23 years. So that's tanzil. All of the other previous books, as far as we know, were revealed to their prophets in an instant, in one setting. So whether it was the Torah to Musa or the Injil to Isa alayhi salam, it was all at a single moment in time. Whereas it tanzil means over time, right? And the Quran mentions why was one of the reasons why this was over time. لِنُثَبِّتُ بِهِ ثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, so that the fu'ad, or the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, can have tathbit, right? And also it was addressing the community of believers as it was growing and as things were happening right on the ground to them. So there was this kind of push and pull or dialogue with the Quran and with events that were actually happening. So the tanzeel, where did it come from? Min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Allah has many names. He has 99 names and even more than 99 names. You know, one of the du'a that we make even in Ramadan is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi kulli ismin huwa lah anzalahu fi kitabihi aw a'lamu ahad min khalqi aw istaghfar bil ilmi al-ghaybi 'indihi wa hakadha, right? So we ask by every name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, or that he has revealed to one of his rightful servants, like a prophet, or istathara bihi fil ilmi ghaybi indihi, or that he has kept to himself. So there could be names we don't know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of the names that we do know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And generally, the ulama say that the types of names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are two broad categories, yani, or sifat, also attributes. Jalaliyya wa Jamaliyya. So Jalaliyya means from Jalal, of magnificence and awe-inspiring. This would be like Al-Aziz, Al-Muqtadir, Al-Muntaqim, you know, Al-Qahhar, the one who overwhelms. And then there are Jamali attributes or Jamali names, like Ar-Rahman, like Ar-Rahim. And so here, we don't find this verse repeated like this anywhere else in the Quran, to my knowledge. Tanzeelun min Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, right? Sometimes it says Tanzeelun min Al-Alim Al-Hakim, right? Or Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, we see often. But here, Tanzeelun min Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, outside of the Basmala, we haven't seen this Sigha, you know, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And the reason for it, Wallahu A'lam, and the verses that will be coming to it, that begin with, Inna ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu, right? Inna ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, those who say that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma istaqamu, then they go on the straight path. تَتَنَزَّ عَلِهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, right? And then the angels descend upon them. So that is the utter, let's say, epitome of mercy of Rahman and Rahim. And we mentioned perhaps during the Surah Al-Fatiha that Ar-Rahman could be Ar-Rahma Al-Ammah, general Rahma for all things, all of creation, and the Rahma and Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahma Al-Khassah, the more specific Rahma that is for the believers, Wallahu A'lam. كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون. So this تنزيل is كتاب, it's this book that we're reading from. فصلت آياته, فصلت يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي فصلها. فصلت, they have been made clear, or كثير الفصل, or التفصيل, or detailed enough for us to understand it. فصلت آياته قرآن عربية, right? Quran, and the word Quran in the language means something when you gather something, that which is gathered. So they say it's called Quran because all of these ayat and each individual ayah, in fact each individual word of the Quran, in fact each individual letter of the Quran, in fact each individual dot of the Quran, even the ba and the dot that's under the Bismillah, contains therein all of these asrar and all of these ma'ani that can be found throughout the whole Quran. So فُصِلَتْ آيَاتُهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا, an Arabic one, revealed in the Arabic language, in the same Arabic of the people that it was originally revealed to, namely the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the Quraysh. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ, for a people that know. يعني يَعْلَمُونَ الْأَشْيَاءُ وَيَعْقِلُونَ الدَّلَائِلِ إِذَا نَظُرُوا فِيهَا, is what the Sheikh says here. And this means that they know enough to understand the verses, to understand the signs, to understand the clear proofs therein, so that they may take it to heart and imbibe it and accept it. Bashiran wa nadhira. Bashiran wa nadhira. So there is bishara and there is nidhara. And this is the job of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, as also is the job of the Quran, that we have ayahs of bishara and we have ayahs of nidhara. And there's that contrast there that we see all the time, verses that explicate about the glad tidings and good signs that the believers will receive, and also nidhara, the warnings that those who choose to disbelieve will find. So, أتى يعني حالية هنا بشيرا ونذيرا قرآن عربيا لقوم يعلمون بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ However, أَعْرَضَ Most of them turned away. فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ So they did not hear. They do not hear with their hearts. They can hear with their ears, right? Why? Because then they say, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةِ They say our hearts are in the akinna, yani they're in this type of shell or covering. From what? مِمَّا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ From that which you have invited us to, or that's what you are claiming to bring us to. وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٍ Right, and in our ears there's a waqr or said, we can't hear, it's blocked. وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٍ And between us and you is a barrier. This is what the Quraysh said to the Prophet فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَمِلُونَ So you do your deen and we do our deen, is basically what they're saying. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَمِلُونَ We're not accepting what you have to say. وَقَالُوا فِي قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةِ Right? Our hearts can't take what you have to say. They didn't reject the Prophet ﷺ as a man, as an honest man, as as-sadiq al-ameen, but they rejected al-ayat. They rejected the implications and the ramifications, as we've said many times, of what the verses bring and the loss of their coveted position and power and influence upon society. And this has always been the case with people who refuse to seek the truth or see the truth, is that their ahwa, their caprice gets in the way because they feel like they have too much to lose or too much to give up, and that's based upon their caprice, their hawa, not based upon haqq. So as we see many times in the Qur'an, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say back to them? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ Say to them, I am a human being like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ But with a distinction. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ I receive wahi. Things are revealed to me. أَنَّمَا And what has been revealed to me? إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ That certainly, or veritably, your Lord is one. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ يعني seek the right path towards him or be on the right path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا and ask for forgiveness وَوَيْلُ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ and woe be upon the mushrikeen. Who are they? الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ أو لَا يُؤْتُونَ عن الوارش الزَّكَاةَ Right, they don't pay the zakah. Question arises here. This is a Meccan surah, Fard al-Zakah, the obligatory nature of the zakah was not revealed until in Medina. So which zakah is this talking about, if this is a Meccan surah? الَّذِينَ لَا يَأْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ So one opinion is, here the zakah, that is the zakah of charity, of wealth, but there was a general understanding or admonition that zakah should be paid, that one should always help the disenfranchised and those who have less with what they can, what they're able to, and that was a kind of a general understanding, even before the actual very specific zakat of the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was revealed in Medina, or this zakat is referring to something more general, like a tawheed, right? Then a tawheed min taskiyat al-nafs. So zakat could mean taskiyat al-nafs or the purification of one's belief, which is a type of zakat. This is yani a type of ta'wil or interpretation, not as apparent as the first one, but either one could work here in this particular verse. الَّذِينَ يَأْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ And they disbelieve in the Akhirah. So oftentimes when you see this mentioned in the Quran, disbelief in the Akhirah means also the ramifications and repercussions that has on one's life in the dunya, which is a lack of a fear of consequences. So to do things with impunity, right? Because you feel there's going to be no consequences for it, because you don't see any consequences in this life. There are people not strong enough to overcome you, so you don't think the comeuppance will never come. But they are sorely mistaken, because whatever you do in this life, whether it's mithqala khayran yara, mithqala khayr, even if it's a mustard seed worth of khayr, or mustard seed worth of evil, you will come to see it. It will come to bear, it will come to fruition, and sooner or later, you will answer for it. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. And contrastingly, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, those who believe and perform the righteous works, لهم أجر غير ممنون, يعني غير مقطوع. Their أجر is limitless because Allah سبحانه وتعالى عنده خزائن الرحمن. He has the treasures of the Rahman, وخزائن الرحمن لا تنفذ. And the treasures of the Rahman, they never run out. And so there is no limited number of seats for salvation or in paradise from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone can go because the خزائن الرحمن لا تنفذ وأجره غير ممنون. And the أجر that he gives is without bounds.
قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم.
So these next verses, very similar to the book of Genesis, you could say, in the Bible, talking about the beginning of creation and the creation of the heavens and the earth, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي.
Say to them, أَإِنَّكُمْ, يعني, as if you are disbelieving, بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضِ, the one who created the earth, في يومين, in 2 days, وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا, and then you bring أَنْدَاد, or partners, or associate partners with him. ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, this is the Lord of the worlds, of the universe.
وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ,
and the رَوَاسِيَ are the mountains, the anchors.
مِنْ فَوْقِهَا, يعني
من فوق الأرض, from above the earth, يعني sitting on top of the earth.
وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا,
and he put blessing into it, the earth.
وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا,
it's أقوات,
فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ,
in 4 days.
سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
So then the question becomes, what is the 2 days and what is the 4 days?
بالمفسرون, they said, خَلَقَ الْأَرْضِ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عَنْ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ.
So the day, we don't know how long the day is. Is it 50,000 years? Is it some measure of time? But we do know for certainly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created everything in an instant. But here, everything he does is with hikmah. So there's a wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth in 2 days, whatever those 2 days actually mean, because there was no measure of days before actually the whole universe was created, and the sun and the moon and the earth and celestial orbits. So how else would you measure the days? But days that according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intended in there.
وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا,
right? And then you associate partners. And then he put its أقوات and everything else in the ard in 4 days. So they said that this is the 2 days of the earth is included. So 2 days for the earth and then 2 days for everything that's on top of the earth. From trees and from mountains and from rivers and from its aqwat. In other words, that which would be at the disposal of the human beings so that they may sustain their life and they can cultivate the earth. Those things also were built or were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 2 days.
سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
سَوَاءً, equal or equitably, for the سَائِلِينَ, for those who are seeking it. So that means every person has their own God-given right to seek their قُوت, to seek that which they need to sustain themselves on this great earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put at our disposal, but equitably.
سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
It should be done equitably. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. That's why I put in the earth a khalifa. I put a steward because this needs to be managed. This is a trust. And if people were just left to their own devices without partnership and cooperation and mutual understanding of benefit and tolerance and so forth, then we would find corruption and find destruction. And that's clearly apparent to anyone who has an eye that can see and a qalb that can hear.
ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ.
Then استوى, here this word استوى that we talked about earlier, here قَصَدَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, then Allah intended towards the sky, وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ, right? And the dukhan is water that has been turned into steam or smoke in this sense.
فَقَالَ لَهَا, then he said to it, to this dukhan, or
he said to the سَمَاءِ, he said to the sky, وَلِلْأَرْضِ, and to the earth,
ائْتِيَ تَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا,
right? يعني follow the command of Allah, come to the command of Allah,
تَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا,
whether you in voluntarily, تَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا, or to be compelled to do so.
قَالَتَا,
right? And this means they both said,
قَالَتَا,
يعني the sky, the سماء, and the earth,
أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ,
أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, we have come, voluntarily following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani what does it actually mean? هل Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala antaqaha? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually cause it to speak? Both the sky and the earth? Apparently, we could understand that meaning from this verse. Or is it talking majazan? Is it talking not literally but figuratively? The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heaven or the sky and the earth, that they said that with lisan al-hal, right? Lisan al-hal is that the earth and the sky don't do anything that Allah doesn't want them to do. And both meanings could be true, that they actually spoke in a way that's commensurate with the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended them for them to speak.
فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ.
فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. And then the samawat above the sama and the ard, above the earth, يعني عالم الملكوت, the realm of the angels and of the higher bodies that we can't see.
فَقَضَاهُنَّ,
and he decreed them to be سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتِ, seven of those,
فِي يَوْمَيْنِ,
in 2 days. So if you add up the 4 days plus these 2 days, then we get 6 days for creation, which kind of generally lines up with the biblical narration as well. So 6 days. And on the seventh day he rested. No, Allah doesn't need to rest. So we don't have that part of the story. But in 6 days, and then it said that it began with the Sunday and then ended on the Friday. And it said that on the Friday, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, created our father Adam alayhi salam. And then those previous 6 days, 5 days, so at the end of the sixth day, he creates Adam alayhi salam. So two for the earth, and then two for the qut of the earth, two for everything, the inhabitants on the earth except for man, and then two for the celestial realm. And then at the end of that, Adam alayhi salam.
وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا.
Right, and we reveal to every sama' in every one of these, it's amr, it's command. Right, we think that this celestial realm that we're in, or terrestrial realm, is complicated, and that's nothing compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the celestial realm. Much, much more significant than what we have here.
وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا.
So each one of those samawat, each one of those levels of the heavens has its command.
وَزَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا,
which is our sama, وَزَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, this lower sky,
بِمَصَابِيح,
right? مَصَابِيح المصباح is a light or a kindled light. So the stars then are like the kindled lights. So when you look up to the sky, you see the kindled lights.
وَحِفْضَا,
right? وَحِفْضَا, and we have protected it. And we learned in the previous surah, وَحِفْضَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the sky and the shayateen from piercing and beyond to get amr al-sama', right? To get the command of the sama', or that which Allah has revealed for samawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us from that, or protected us from the shayateen penetrating that.
إِلَّا مَنْ خَطَفَ الْخَطَفَ,
right? As mentioned in the previous surah,
إِلَّا مَنْ خَطَفَ الْخَطَفَ,
except for the one who just manages to pierce through momentarily, but then he is shot back down, بشهاب ثاقب, right? With the shihab that goes down.
ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم.
ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. This is the تقدير, this is the قضاء and the قدر and the decree of العزيز, right? الغالب على أمره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can take back from him what he decrees. So this will never change unless Allah wants it to change.
العزيز العليم,
right? العليم, the one who is most aware of everything, knowledgeable about all things.
فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود إذ جاءتهم الرسل من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم ألا تعبدوا إلا الله قالوا لو شاء ربنا لأنزل ملائكة فإنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون.
So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is retelling what was the consequence of those who didn't realize all of this, who didn't see all of this, who were closed off from all of this.
فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا
So if they turn away, so here he's instructing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا If they turn away,
فَقُلْ أَنْذَرْتُكُمْ
Then say to them, I have warned you,
صَاعِقَةَ مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودِ
So Ad and Thamud were ancient peoples who had their prophets, who rejected their prophets. So what happened to them was a sa'iqa, which was a collective destruction that happened in a single moment. And the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected from that. Because in Surah Al-Anfal, it says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ يُعَذِبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِي مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ يُعَذِبُهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not take them to this type of punishment, and you are amongst them. And the Prophet ﷺ still remains amongst us. وَعَلَمْ وَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Know that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ is with us. He's still amongst us in that sense, not in the earthly sense, but in the malakuti sense. He's still there. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذُوهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And Allah will not punish them as long as they also seek istighfar, if they are seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he warns them, there could be a sa'iqa, Or think about the consequence of people who rejected before you. عاد وثمود إذ جاءتهم الرسل من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم يعني they had so many messengers that came to them. ألا تعبدوا إلا الله that to worship none but Allah سبحانه وتعالى قالوا لو شاء ربنا لأنزل ملائكة And we see this is a common refrain. If Allah سبحانه وتعالى had desired and he truly wanted guidance for us then he would have sent us angels. Why is he sending us people like us? Why is he sending us men? Like us. And the reason that they say that, not because they actually want to see the angels, but this is a form of hasad, or a form of jealousy and envy. They can't imagine that this particular person that they know, or that they grew up with, or that they have seen, whether it's in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or in the case of Nuh, similarly, they rejected them because they thought that they had more right to it. As if nubuwwah, as if prophethood was something that could be earned and something that is one can be entitled to. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ Ayah for Qur'an. Allah knows where He's going to put His risala. Allah knows where He's supposed to put the message to the correct messenger, not because someone feels entitled to it.
فَأَمَّا عَدٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٍ
As for Ad, they were haughty and arrogant upon the earth, without haqq, without truth. وَقَالُوا And they said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٍ They said, who is stronger than us?
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا
Do they not see? أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ That Allah is the one who created them. هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةٍ That He's more powerful than they are.
وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ
And they rejected our signs.
فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهُمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ يُذِيقَهُمْ لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا والعذاب الآخرة أخزى وهم لا ينصرون
As for Ad, فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا So the ريح, we said earlier, الرياح means رياح لطف, winds or breezes of rahma, of ease. والريح means the singular version, a ريح, a wind of calamity. So here this is mentioned in this particular verse. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا What's صَرْصَرًا? They said either with a loud noise or very cold or both. So something that was quite loud and cold, like a sort of type of storm, but without rain, because rain is barakah. This was just wind.
فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ
right? For these very unfortunate days for them, nahisat min al-nahs, unfortunate days, لنذيقهم, so they may taste عذاب الخزي, this severe punishment, في الحياة الدنيا, in this life, والعذاب الآخرة أخزى, وهم لا ينصرون, but the عذاب of the next life is even worse, وهم لا ينصرون, and they will not be given victory or aid when that happens. وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون ونجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. As for Thamud, we made clear the guidance for them, but they were not guided. فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى. So they preferred blindness, يعني blindness to the hidayah, to the guidance. على الهدى, to the guidance. فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون. Right? And so their صاعقة, their demise, also came to them. بما كانوا يكسبون, for that which they have earned. ونجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. But we have given salvation to those who believed and those who practiced taqwa. So I just want to skip ahead to finish off to the verses that I talked about earlier. قوله تعالى in verse 30 from Surah Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَبِشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُهُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ, those who have said our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they find istiqama. Right? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then you say, follow Allah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then find this istiqama. So istiqama, does it mean just to avoid sins and to do the commands and avoid the prohibitions? Or is istiqama something deeper than that? Well, there could be levels of istiqama, they said. So this applies to all of them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, يعني then they do their best to follow the way of the Prophet and what Allah has outlined. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels descend upon them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. When do the angels descend upon them? They said, at the moment of death. So when the angel of death comes to get you and to get your soul, you'll be accompanied by others that will say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear, do not grieve. وَأَبِشِرُوا, and have the glad news, the good tidings. بِالْجَنَّةِ, with the heaven, the paradise. الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, the one that you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, we are your awliya, the angels, that is. We have two angels, one that records the deeds, the good deeds, one the bad. We have guardian angels, at least 10 all over us, around us, الحفظة, and many, many other angels. So نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, we are your awliya, we are your guardians and protectors in the dunya and in the akhirah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, and you will find in it, the garden, that which you desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and that which you seek. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, it has been descended down from the غَفُور, the one who has forgiven your sins. So this is a bishara, which means that you will be entered into paradise by the forgiveness of your sins, by Allah's mercy. غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا, and who is better than the one, مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, invites or calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and does the good deeds, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and says, I am from the Muslims. Is this referring to any caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or specifically to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Both. Because we don't know to call to Allah, we don't know how to invite except by the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it applies to him and those who follow his way. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Who is better? So this is like taqreer, you know, it's emphasizing. It's not really asking the question, but it is displaying to us that it's a question that's rhetorical and doesn't need to be asked. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا and does the righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ and I am from the Muslims. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. So it's as if a sifa, an attribute of this calling to Allah is described by this following verse. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. The good and the evil cannot be the same. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Repel with that which is better. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And then it will be as if between the enmity that was between the one that you had this problem with, عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. As if he will be a closest friend. Your closest friend. How? By ihsan. Itfa billati hiya ahsan. Right? This word itfa usually means to repel, to push back. But here it's saying push back with that which is better. Push back with that which is good. Don't push back with that which is worse. But always have a response that's better than the one that you received. And that's one of the prime and cardinal virtues of Islam. That we don't have to respond in kind. We respond better than in kind. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. مَنَّ الَّذِي يُلَقَّاهَا. Who can practice this and receive this? وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Only those who are patient. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. And only those who have a great حظ. يعني, you can be patient, you can be forbearant, you can try your best, but ultimately, if the tawfiq and the حظ العظيم, that great favor that Allah will bestow upon you to actually implement it is not given to you, then you will not find it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those people who do find it, who do receive it, who make us of patience with our own selves and with the actions of others. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.